Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Universal Music Group and TikTok have ended their standoff over royalty payments and AI policies. The companies announced they've struck a deal to bring the Universal's music library back to TikTok's platform. The agreement includes TikTok delivering improved remuneration of UMG's songwriting and artists, new promotional and engagement opportunities for their recordings and songs, and industry-leading protections with respect to generative AI. The companies say they'll also work on new monetization opportunities, utilizing TikTok's growing e-commerce capabilities, and will work together on campaigns supporting UMG's artists across genres and territories globally. Eurogamer notes that PlayStation is removing Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition from the PlayStation Plus catalog on May 21st. This includes the Frozen Wilds expansion as well. Horizon Zero Dawn will continue to be a PlayStation 4 game, and while playable on a PS5 with a 60 frame per second update, it still doesn't have a native version. A lawsuit filed Wednesday by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University on behalf of researcher Ethan Zuckerman, he's an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, argues that U.S. law requires that Meta must let people use unofficial add-ons to have more control over their social feeds. This is part of an ongoing debate that tools give users extra privacy options or that collect research data. Zuckerman's suit specifically wants to prevent Facebook from blocking a new browser extension for Facebook that he worked on called Unfollow Everything 2.0. It would allow users to easily unfollow friends, groups, and pages on the service, meaning that updates from them would no longer appear in the user's newsfeed. In 2021, Meta permanently banned Lewis Barclay. He was a British developer who had created the original tool called Unfollow Everything. Apple is making tweaks to a core technology fee it calls CTF that can affect iOS developers in the European Union in accordance with the Digital Markets Act, or DMA. Developers of free apps can now avoid the CTF fee entirely. Developers earning a certain revenue limit will have more time to pay Apple the fee, and CTF remains opt-in for iOS developers in the EU. Apple continues to offer its standard business terms, but the CTF covers things like allowing sideloading of apps, third-party app stores, and support for alternative payment tech other than Apple's own. The developer must also agree to the set of business terms that Apple has laid out. GoTo has finished spinning out LastPass into a separate company owned by a group now called LMI Parent. LastPass CEO Karim Tuba will remain in his position under the new corporate structure. GoTo promised to spin out LastPass in December of 2021. Microsoft is rolling out passkey support for all consumer accounts today, after enabling them in Windows 11 last year. Now, Microsoft account owners can also generate passkeys across Windows, Android, and iOS, letting them sign into a Microsoft account without having to type a password in every time. A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows that majority of Americans believe that China uses TikTok to shape U.S. public opinion. It's a majority, but barely. 58% of respondents agreed that the Chinese government does use TikTok to influence American public opinion. 13% disagreed with this, the rest being unsure or just not answering the question. Finally, details from Google's antitrust lawsuit with the U.S. Justice Department has revealed Google paid Apple $20 billion in 2022 for default search engine status. The DOJ accuses Google of using its size as an advantage to prevent competitors from entering the search market, and how much it pays Apple is a big part of that. According to a report from Bloomberg, court documents revealed that although Google and Apple both wanted very much to keep this situation under wraps, Google indeed paid Apple $20 billion in 2022 to be the default search engine on Apple platforms. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time, which is tomorrow.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.